All right, the drive is live, and as you heard there, Clint Sterner in the building, Tyler Milner as well. However you all are listening, you can jump in on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we also appreciate you as well. Thank you for jumping in. Be a part of the show. A lot to get to today on this Electric Tuesday. And the first thing we got to get to is what's on the screen right now, ain't it? How many times do you look up and on ESPN, the first thing on the screen is the Houston Rockets? That has not been something that we have seen a lot here. And I got to give it to them, boy. That was another special win. They have the most wins against 30-win teams in the NBA right now.
Let's go, Rockets.
Eight of them. They swept the Grizzlies not too long ago. They swept the Cavs, the number one record and best team this first part of the season. They just went through and just beat the Celtics last night. And I heard the boys on In the Loop say it earlier. It felt like a playoff kind of an atmosphere. It did. It was back and forth. They got down by double figures in the fourth. You feel like that's the end of it. And then, nope, they come on back. And, Clint, they do it without the people you would think would be necessary for them to come back and win a game in Boston. Shingun and Jalen Green were not the catalyst in this game.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing. I feel like the last time, now this run has been absolutely tremendous. So, you know, I've stayed pretty excited, and actually it's grown and grown every time I watch the Rockets, my excitement level for the season. But the last time that we got good and worked up in here about a Rockets win, it was another one where Jalen Green wasn't, he's coming off that 30-plus point tear where he scored, he was scoring lights out, and he had a night where he was off, and Van Vliet had took over and scored a bunch of points. And the way that the game worked out, Tari Eason was big time, right? I mean, you just had, the way it worked out was one of those, like, man, the Rockets just beat one of the best teams in the league with their B game.
I feel like Kobe.
Right? No disrespect to anybody, but just they didn't have their A game given Shingun. He was effective, but he wasn't himself.
Nah,
Jalen Green wasn't himself.
Points.
Yeah, and so in that particular game is one like, okay, let's talk about it. This is one where, again, you don't have your A game, or let's just say you're trying to win left-handed again because Shingun and really Jalen Green wasn't themselves. But Dylan Brooks and Amen Thompson, man, are you kidding me?
You mean Steph?
What?
Steph Curry walked out there in Dylan Brooks' uniform. Somebody just texted, was that Dylan Brooks or Larry Bird? Hell, it was somebody. Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is a guy that when he was in Memphis, defenses, especially in the playoffs, they're backing off.
Right.
Go ahead. Please. Dylan Brooks going to shoot 16, 15 threes in a game? Please. Shoot him. He ties a franchise record making 10 of them jokers. So much so that Tyler has lost his mind, and now he is going to put money on Dylan Brooks in point totals tonight.
LFG. He's 14 out of him. Hey, ride the hot hand, baby. Ride the hot hand. Which, by the way, all joking aside, that's one beautiful thing about takeaway from last night is, I mean, you've got to be pretty intentional about getting Dylan Brooks the ball for him to hit 10 threes.
Well, and also the guys knowing they don't have it going tonight. Right,
that's where I was going with it. That's where I was going with it. It was like clearly it was very aware. Now that may be Ime Udoka, it may be Van Vliet, it may be the young guys maturing. I don't know, but the simple fact that this squad is one that has the awareness and read and recognize, like, all right, Dylan Brooks has got the hot hand. Let's feed his ass. And they just kept feeding him. Hell, he damn near made his 11th three-pointer that would have put the game to bed within the last minute of the game that he actually alluded to when he talked to Vanessa after the game. It's there's so many, like, layers to this kind of win that, boy, it's hard to not think that this is all real, Ron. I don't know
that's
how
the part,
good they
that's
are,
the part,
but it's hard to think that this ain't real.
And we'll talk to Brandon Scott tomorrow and get a Rockets report for him, the first one of the year. But I heard him on In the Loop earlier today, which he is every Tuesday at 11, and I was with him, right? Not to say you didn't know it could happen. Like, if you look at the Western Conference, Clint, be honest with you, you can have a bad week and a half and drop to the 6 or 7 seed if you're, you know, the 2 seed. You could, like, they're really bunched up there. But I think we should have known it, but there's still some skepticism. I think last night for me was a deal of like they're not going anywhere. Right? Like this is a real deal. This isn't they're off to a really hot start and they're gonna drop some games and, you know, they're gonna slide down and you know, Memphis and Denver and, you know, the Lakers or the Clippers, whatever, gonna catch them. Now they're for real. This is for real.
And I'm so happy.
Yeah. Houston is happy. Yeah, this is for real, Clint. This isn't a deal where, like, they're gonna be up in the top four seeds in the West the rest of the way. I mean, they've just shown too much that this isn't just a hot streak like it was last year. They went on that long run and then lost some games. No, this is different. This is a real thing. And the way that Brandon said it, like, it's time to prepare for, you know, playoff basketball in Houston.
Yeah.
And it is. This is happening.
Well, if you're of the kind that likes them floor seats at games and likes to have a suite, it's too late.
Yeah, you're right.
A month ago was a sweet spot, baby. Really, back in the Silas days, what was the sweet spot? That was the time to get that suite. Sign you long.
Maybe last year.
It depends on how deep your pockets are.
Hey, sign you. Well, yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Well, their pockets have been made to be deeper.
They need to be a lot deeper today after last night's performance, and they needed to be when old boy got fired. So, but we can't have this conversation without talking about Amen Thompson. By the way.
I was gonna get there.
Well, Ron, here's the thing, man. Like we talked about, like, the untouchables on this team 3 weeks ago, before I ever turned the page off the Texans, and I think we both agreed that Amen Thompson was the one that was untouchable at that point in time. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't give the respect that was due. I really liked Amen Thompson, liked him the whole time, but my reasoning was more around, if you were to move players to bring in a superstar, you would bring in a guy that would obviously handle the ball more, that would obviously be a more of a scorer, and Amen Thompson brings everything else to the table.
He's got such a unique game. Yes. It's just harder to...
Yes. So, I thought he would be a very good complementary piece to a superstar. So that was my reasoning. But I'm going to be honest with you. After watching for the last 2 weeks, I mean, he's untouchable because he's untouchable.